never trust a religious frame of mind. Never trust pious feelings. Never trust anything that contradicts the Word of God.
Elizabeth Elliot says that restlessness makes us cynical. We need certainty, surety, security, and that can only be found in God Himself because He's the one that's in charge of everything. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
The Lord Jesus said, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." I want the Lord to make his home with me. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot. Do you want him to make his home with you? It helps to sing, to make your home a singing place. I did a series in 1991, and I got such a tremendous response from you listeners that I wanted to give you some more of my favorite hymns, and I realized that I haven't nearly gotten through the list of favorites. People ask me, what is your favorite hymn? Well, I think I've covered about 50 hymns in these series, but it would be impossible to say which is my favorite. But I do have a lot of them. And one of the ones that we used to sing in our family prayers at home was "My Faith Has Found a Resting Place" by Lydie H. Edmonds. I don't know anything about Lydie H. Edmonds, but I assume that it's a lady. And these are the words. "My faith has found a resting place, not in device or creed. I trust the ever-living One. His wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me." Simple words, aren't they? Plain and simple, no obscurities there. "My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed." I receive letters from many of you who wrestle with the question of faith. Some of you write to me and say, "I wish I had your faith. I don't have much faith. My faith fluctuates," you say. "It's dependent on my moods, my circumstances, my feelings." Well, I have to confess that I don't have very much faith either, but I do have a wonderful God. It's not that Elizabeth Elliot has great faith. It's just that we have a wonderful God. When Moses was called by God, you remember that his faith faltered too, and he said, "But Lord, I can't do it. Who am I?" And the Lord paid no attention to that question, "Who am I?" He just said, "I am." The great question is not "Who am I?" but "Who is God?" Not "What measure of faith do you have?" but "In whom does it rest?" Well, my faith has found a resting place, not in device or creed. I trust the ever-living One, One with a capital. His wounds for me shall plead. What do we mean by not in device or creed? Well, a device is a contrivance, an invention, a project, a scheme. What so-and-so is now saying or doing seminars on or talking about on the radio or writing books about, these may be devices, gimmicks. And a creed, well, a creed is a statement of faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate. Some of you know that creed, which is usually called the Apostles' Creed. It's one of many creeds that the Church has used down through history. Statements of faith. But my faith doesn't rest in the creed itself. My faith rests in the person described in that creed, the ever-living One. His wounds for me shall plead. Those wounds in his hands and his feet and his side, which he received on the cross, they tell the story. His wounds for me shall plead. Those wounds were for me, weren't they? Those wounds were for you. They drove a nail into the palm of each of his hands for you. Put your name in there, Jane Smith. They drove that nail for Jane Smith. And those wounds, still visible above, are pleading for you and me, telling the story of his death, his redemptive work for us. And so the author says, I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. I found this lovely poem the other day. Don't remember who wrote it. I don't think there was an author there, or I would have put it down. Remember in that day who was the cause thou camest this way. Thy sheep was strayed, and thou wouldst be even lost thyself in seeking me. I think those lines are for any of you who think, oh, well, I'm not really worthy to come to God, or I'm too bad for him to ever pay any attention to, or I don't feel very religious, or I don't feel that he's near or listening to me. The whole point of the poem is, it was I who was the cause of his coming. It was because I was a strayed sheep. And Jesus himself was willing to be lost in order to seek me. Jesus was willing to leave his Father's home above and to come down here because I was a wretch. So however wretched you may feel today and unworthy, join the club. None of us is worthy. It was for us that he came. What was the reason for leaving the Father's house, for coming to earth in humility and suffering? The reason was you and I. The reason was you and I. That cross was for you and me. Who was the shepherd looking for? For you and for me. Why did he lose himself? For you and for me. So this is what the hymn says. Enough for me that Jesus saves. This ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to him. He'll never cast me out. My heart is leaning on the word, the written word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through his blood. My great physician heals the sick. The lost he came to save. For me, his precious blood he shed. For me, his life he gave. That is a place to rest your faith. And then one of Edward Mote's hymns is, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Both of today's hymns set the foundation of our faith. You know, when I was just about to write the notes on this hymn for today's program, I was interrupted by a phone call from a man whose daughter has adopted a great deal of humanistic thinking. And the man said to me, I told her, don't discard the foundation. That was his advice to her. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. That sweetest frame always did sort of baffle me. But a frame is a structure or a disposition or a temper or a mood or a frame of mind. Never trust a religious frame of mind. Never trust a structure of spirituality. Never trust pious feelings. Never trust anything that contradicts the Word of God. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is what? Sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. And then on the same phone call, I learned about a woman struggling with a decision as to whether or not to have cancer surgery. She said that Satan was painting very black pictures, and she felt that she had nothing to offer God, and she couldn't hold on. Well, after I had prepared this talk, I was talking with a young man who told me that when he walks with his child in a safe place, the child likes to hold on to his finger. But when he comes to the bad places, the father holds the child's hand. And on the phone, when I was talking with that man whose daughter has discarded the foundations, and his wife who was struggling with her decision about cancer surgery. These words came to mind to give to them, and I think they were a comfort. They certainly were a comfort to me. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. And I just said to that woman, hang on to his oath, his covenant, his blood. They will support you in the whelming flood.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.